Moncrief on News Talk.
The old joke, often repeated, is that with the weather we have in this country, we might as well build a roof over the whole thing. But given many hospitality outlets created outdoor drinking and dining areas during the pandemic, is there an argument for building roofs over particular streets? They've had that debate in Wexford Town, and the result is a roof over Monk Street, which opened today. But as you can imagine, not everyone is delighted about it. When not performing with Soul Trek and the Funk Generation, Porrick Byrne is a journalist with the Wexford People. Afternoon, Porrick.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
Not too bad. Could you describe what this roof looks like?
Sorry, I cut out there a little bit, John. Sorry.
All right. Could you describe what the roof looks like?
Yeah. So essentially, you have... Initially, there was a bit of confusion and there was a bit of mixed feeling on how it looked. There are kind of large brown pillars down the sides of the street, and then there's a roof canopy that comes over. Now, that roof canopy only comes over when it's raining, so it's open most of the time. So you're left with just kind of the pillars and the structure to the side. But when it comes over, it's kind of a brown canopy, beige kind of canopy. And at night time, it looks really nice. It's kind of lit up with nice LED lights and all that kind of thing. So it's most definitely a feature that is getting people talking here in Wexford anyway.
Yeah. And when it is raining, Porrick, where does the rain go? Are there gutters on it, or how does that work?
Yeah, well, so I'm told this is a pretty high-tech setup here, that it's the first of its kind in Ireland. But apparently... The guttering is actually within the structure of the roof itself, so it drains the water off to the side, and that by itself, it's included within. You can't actually see any guttering or anything on it, but I'm told that when the rain falls, it collects and then funnels away itself through the mechanism of the roof, which is pretty impressive.
Okay, and if it's only closed out over when it's raining... whose job is that? Is it somebody on the street, or does the local authority have to dispatch a button presser to make the thing work?
Well, initially it was supposed to be, the initial discussions around it was that it would be kind of automated. Now, naturally enough, that would lend itself maybe to some issues as well. So eventually it was arrived at that there would be a mechanism, a button or a key to be turned in order to bring the roof in, and the local authority have given business owners down on the street access to that, so they'll be able to make the decision when it starts to rain to turn the key and have the roof open.
Ah, right. And for people who don't know, Monk Street is a pretty central street in Wexford in terms of pubs and dining and that kind of stuff. There would be a lot of people out in the street there.
Yeah, well, I suppose it is kind of the main street, the main drag for nightlife in Wexford. You know, if you're going out in Wexford, Monk Street is the place to be. Kind of, you have some of the more popular late night bars and that are down that way. Incidentally, it was actually the owner of a couple of establishments down there. The owners, Colm and Anthony Neville, the brothers of Coant Entertainment Limited, pitched this idea initially to the council. And sure, naturally enough, with people getting creative during COVID about outdoor dining and solutions to that, the council kind of ran with it, and the council took over the project because they had kind of, I suppose, built a bigger picture with public realm works and the pedestrianisation of the street and that as well. And I got to say, it looks pretty well. It has been very divisive. Anytime we do an article or anything about any progress on this the whole way along, it's like a lightning rod for comments. It's very divisive, but I think maybe a lot of people's fears have been allayed since those initial pictures were put out of the roof closed with some lights on it at night time, and that it looks quite nice. But how it will work and how, I suppose, how utilised it is by the people of Wexford will remain to be seen.
Yeah. No, yeah, and at night, you're right, there is LED lighting and it looks lovely at night. But I imagine, though, that during the day, when it goes over, does it plunge the street into darkness?
Yeah, well, there were some initial teething issues around that. It came up for discussion at a council meeting there recently that, you know, there are residents that live above businesses on Monk Street there as well. And they had found that, you know, when the roof was closed, when the lights weren't on, it was quite dark, and it kind of plunged them into darkness. So the response from the borough engineer is kind of that, you know, this is very much still in pilot phase. They're dealing with the teething issues and that, but they're confident that they will be able to find the proper solution and the proper balance to work for everybody on this.
Yeah, and so, as you said, it is divisive. What kind of objections do people have to it?
Yeah, well, I guess early doors when they were first erecting it, maybe the roof maybe didn't look quite like what the artist's images that were put out there first looked like, you know. So it generated a lot of commentary at that time. You know, people felt that as the steel girders to hold the canopy went up, people felt it was ugly and unnecessary and wasn't fitting with the, you know, I suppose the historic narrow streets of Wexford and that. And then naturally enough, you have people questioning the wisdom of ploughing, you know, in excess of 1.5 million into doing up a street for nightlife and that, when I suppose, you know, we have bigger issues going on around homelessness and housing and all that kind of stuff. But equally, I mean, tourism is very, very important to Wexford. We're doing our best to have people come to Wexford and stay in Wexford. There's been an explosion of traffic through Rosslare Europort there of late. And what we're trying to do is get people to stay in Wexford, I suppose, rather than just passing through. Another major point for this roof and benefit of this roof, I suppose, is that we'll have Flacio O'Nahairn will be on in Wexford in August this year and next year. And I'm sure it will be a focal point for that as well, albeit that's only 1 week of a year. But I can see it being, I suppose, a point of curiosity among tourists coming to the town. And as I said, that would be the main drag for going out and that anyway. So maybe it might be a little bit more encouragement for people to get down to Monk Street, to spend a few pounds and to stick around for maybe a while longer than they would have intended to.
Yeah, because certainly from what I read, you get the impression from local politicians that they're very aware that they still have to sell this whole concept to many local people.
Yeah, well, I think it was notable that, you know, a few local representatives were kind of very much on the fence with this. They were, as you say, hyper aware of some of the negative commentary around it. I think for a long time there, the attitude was kind of, right, let's just wait and see what it turns out like. But I think by and large, I haven't heard any negative comments from local representatives or business owners on the street, for that matter, since it's been fully erected and since it's been operational. So I think generally the attitude among local reps and business owners is that this is going to be a huge positive. I guess you could question the wisdom of it. You know, each pub on Monk Street, they do kind of have their own covered smoking areas that would be very popular in that as well. So, you know, whether this was fully required or not, I don't know. But I have heard that business owners down that way have some kind of exciting ideas, and they are kind of thinking of ways that they can utilise this. You know, that there's thoughts already going to Christmas and, you know, installing heaters on the street and nice Christmas lights on the roof and everything. So I suppose the business owners that will really drive this, and they will really determine whether it's a success or not.
Yeah, and it is, as I understand, it was part of an overall overhaul of Monk Street anyway.
Yeah, well, Monk Street actually, to be honest about it, the way it was before, Monk Street had gotten pretty decrepit and run down. It was open to traffic in that the footpaths and the road surface was terrible. But now it's been pedestrianised. There's new street furniture gone in at the top of the street, benches and that kind of thing. It looks great. Leaving aside what people might think of the roof, I don't think anybody can question that the money spent on fixing up Monk Street and the public realm works there was money well spent.
Yeah, and so it would routinely be the case, would it, that even before the roof was erected, people would be outside eating and drinking when the weather allowed them?
Well, I suppose, yeah, it would be not on Monk Street per se. I suppose in Monk Street, as I say, each of the pubs and that would have had their own kind of smoking areas out the back or whatever. Monk Street would just kind of be the access point. Whereas I guess now that the roof is there and now that these public realm works are done, it will be create the opportunity to have a focal point outside and some chairs and tables, and people will be able to sit out and dine and have a couple of drinks outside on the street, which could be a nice element.
Okay, yeah. And is Wexford definitely the first place to do something like this on a permanent basis?
Well, that's how Wexford County Council are selling it anyway.
Yeah.
I'm told it's the first full streetscape that's been covered by a roof. I suppose there are other kind of setups around the place with canopies kind of covering parts of streets, like down in Waterford and that kind of thing. Incidentally, I believe Waterford are now working on getting their own full canopy over a street over O'Connell Street down there. So And I'm told by local representatives here as well that they've had calls from their counterparts in parts of Dublin and from all over the country interested in, you know, trialling this in their own areas. So maybe it's something that'll catch on right around the country.
Indeed, yes. Very interesting. Porrig might be the first outdoor gig for Soul Trek and the Funk Generation. You could perform in Monk Street under the...
It would be a nice spot to be outside there under the cover of the roof. It could be a nice setup there. All right.
Yeah. Porrig, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Porrig Byrne there, journalist with the Wexford People. You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. A few comments on that. Mac in Cavan says during the flat in Cavan Town, they had a temporary roof on one street. It was a great idea and should be made permanent with a better engineered solution. Jack says, I was in Sydney recently. We spent most of our time in the business district. Virtually all streets had a covering over the sidewalks, not awnings, but the buildings actually came out over the sidewalk. There, I'm told it's predominantly to protect from the sun. However, it did rain a few days and it was great protection from the elements. It's a great idea. Somebody else wonders, have Wexford County Council to change bylaws to allow drinking on the street? There is no point in having this facility if you can't have a drink outside. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's actually illegal to drink outside. Certainly Dublin, Galway, Cork, there's loads of places where people are drinking outside routinely. And I don't know if they had to change the bylaws to allow that. Somebody else, though, wonders, should we not be focusing on reaching our climate targets instead of building roofs over towns in order to combat the extreme rain that we as humans have caused? Yeah, but, you know, you're right. We should be working hard to reach our climate targets. But, you know, while doing that, we all maybe deserve a drink of an evening outside in the rain, even if there's a roof. They should put gates at either end and lock all the Wexford people in. I don't think that all'd fit in that particular street. And Richard says, I think roofed over streets are a brilliant idea. I've been banging on about it for years. Also, I think covered walkways from car parks or bus stops, etc., at the edge of town would be a good idea. So people and school kids, etc., could be dropped by car or public transport to the outskirts of a town and then be able to walk without getting wet to their schools or for shopping or whatever. It would keep traffic out of town and encourage people to have an enjoyable rain-free walk in and out of town. And no, they wouldn't necessarily all have to be thatched roofs. But if anyone's asking, yeah, I think that both lovely ideas, Richard. And, you know, a nice bit of work for you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.